Unit 4, Chapter 12, Lecture, Distance Education.
One of the most exciting changes in education in the United States today is the incredible growth of distance education at the post-secondary level. Let me begin the lecture by asking you a couple of questions. First, can you imagine getting a college or university degree without ever once setting foot on a college campus? Second, would you believe me if I told you there are a few higher education institutions that grant degrees that don't even have a campus? Some of these schools even grant graduate degrees, that is, a master's degree or even a PhD. What is distance education? A publication called Distance Education, A Consumer's Guide, defines distance education this way. Distance education is instruction that occurs when the instructor and student are separated by distance or time or both. Well, that sounds a little strange, but it's not really new. As early as 1840, it was possible to take a correspondence course in shorthand. That is, a student could learn shorthand by mail. And the University of Wisconsin offered the first correspondence catalog in 1892. This meant that a student could take university courses by mail over 100 years ago. So distance education is not really new. However, modern technology, such as audio, video, and computer technology, has changed distance education a great deal. Today, almost all distance education programs are online or have an online learning component to take advantage of the technology. As I mentioned, distance education is now growing at an incredible rate. Peterson's 1994 Guide to Distance Learning listed 93 accredited distance education programs available at community colleges and universities across the United States and Canada, whereas its 1997 guide listed more than 700 programs. In 2003, almost 1,100 programs were listed. According to the U.S. Department of State, more than 90% of all accredited U.S. colleges and universities with 10,000 students or more offer distance education programs, with new ones coming online continuously. Distance education is quite a complex subject with many aspects to look at. Today, let's look at the reasons why distance education is growing so rapidly, how distance education works, that is, what the modes of delivery are, and some things people considering distance education need to be aware of. To start with, why is distance education growing at such an incredible rate? First, rapidly changing economic conditions require many professional people to upgrade their knowledge or skills on an almost continuous basis. For example, a person who graduates with a degree in engineering or computer science may find it necessary to take courses to upgrade his or her skills every few years. Or a person who begins his or her career with a BA or BS degree may find it desirable to pursue an MA after some time, or even a PhD. Busy working people often find it difficult or even impossible to take the courses they need or to pursue degrees on campus. Thus, there are a lot of people wanting post-secondary education who don't find it convenient to study in the traditional on-campus setting. At the same time that the demand for post-secondary education is growing, many U.S. colleges and universities are facing budget crunches. That is, they just don't have as much money as they had in the past. But at the same time, they have more students. They have to find ways to deliver instruction in the most economical way possible. The final reason is modern technology, which is the key to making the desired post-secondary education available to the millions of people who have access to audio, video, and computer technology. Many institutions offer distance education courses, certificate programs, and degree programs. How does distance education work at the post-secondary level? What are the usual modes of delivery? Well, the modes of instruction can vary greatly, and different courses in a program may use different modes. And any given course may use several different modes. Some of the modes include video, audio, CD-ROM, internet, bulletin boards, chat rooms, and email. Let's consider some of the possibilities among these technologies. Video, for example, can be as simple as videotape the student plays on his or her VCR. Or it could include video conferencing, where the student is able to see and interact with the instructor and other students. Audio works similarly. A student may have a set of audio tapes to play on a cassette player, or may be connected to an audio conference where he or she interacts with other students and the instructor. When students study on their own at a time convenient to them from video or audio tape, it is asynchronous learning. Asynchronous meaning not at the same time. Video and audio conferencing, on the other hand, are called synchronous learning. That is, the instructor and the students are engaged in the teaching and learning process at the same time. Let's look at two other popular modes used in distance learning: bulletin boards and chat rooms. Both provide a place for discussion among students taking the same course. A student can log on to a bulletin board any time of the day and night, read what other students have written, and respond by either adding his or her ideas or asking a question. Chat rooms, on the other hand, offer a discussion forum where students can interact in real time, that is, synchronously. CD-ROMs may come to the student via mail, or the student may download materials from the internet. Email provides a very convenient way for students to submit assignments or to ask the instructor questions. There are many more modes of instruction, but this should give you an idea of the possibilities.